Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast for the third time for our New Year's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the third time we've tried to record this episode, and we're having some technical difficulties.
I think it's the universe is saying, just leave us alone.
I think the universe says maybe it's time for Jeff to have a cocktail because... Because
you're sober and you
because
can't work this.
I had a beer five hours ago, maybe I'm just too sober to do technology. So, Child Care Bar and Grill, Lisa Murphy's here.
Hello.
Tasha Johnson's here.
Aloha.
We're talking about ABC Mouse. We're into the ABC Mouse classroom. It appears to be overstimulating. It's a picture.
I clarified that in the episode that didn't get recorded. It's not necessarily, in my brain, overstimulating in the sense of, like, clutter. To me, it's just that most of what's in here is not appropriate developmentally or from a play-based lens.
Yeah, for me, it was the colors. The bright yellow walls, the bright green table, the bright blue floor. It's
cliche.
Would you paint the walls of your classroom that color?
No, I'm a fan of coffee with cream, like a very neutral, light brown, and then the kids' artwork being where the color pops from. Mm-hmm. I've been like that since day one. So if nothing got unpacked prior, should we start?
Yeah, let's.
So you had some very good observations about what was in here, Miss Tasha.
Oh, did I?
You did. About what's going on at the easel.
Oh, the easel.
There is an easel.
Yes.
Yay, you get 1 point for an easel, but you get 5 points deducted because...
Well,
there's only red
and green paint colors out, but she's painted with blue and yellow. And then you noticed there was a mat underneath her, and it was like, oh, that's interesting.
That's just for spills.
No, it's
for the fall zone.
Tasha was so
well. Maybe well, that's because our Emma used to always fall down.
Oh, Emma,
she'd fall down standing up at the.
Her mother did too.
And so this is kind of a model of what.
There's a hundreds chart. Poster on the wall. That's not appropriate for
classroom.
This age group.
There's an ABC train growing across the top of the room.
There's a calendar with no numbers on it.
The calendar shouldn't be there anyway, but I mean, if you're going to have one, at least have the numbers on it.
And in the point Lisa made in one of the attempts to record this episode that we failed at, if you're going to invest money in spending sending your child to virtual preschool where they have this classroom, why not send them to the real thing?
Because it's kind of sending a message like, hey, this is where you should be. And also, this is stupid, but riff on this for a minute.
Oh, is that the solar system?
Yes.
And there's only eight.
A solar system mobile. Well,
accurate.
It's correct.
Currently accurate.
Well, booted.
You mean scientifically accurate? Yeah. So that's a plus for it. Except I think the sun is a little bit further away than it's not to scale.
No, it is not.
Well, nor would there be a mouse wearing a safari hat in the middle of the classroom.
There might be.
He ate Hammy right. and the seahorse. Yeah,
and
there
where's
we go.
The seahorse and our where's our Avatar girl?
So maybe like we'll find student maybe, isn't even in here. Maybe we'll find him. Let's go do some math. Up at the
we
top.
We were supposed to click on the whiteboard to start with, though. Don't you remember?
Screw them. They're not the boss of me. Up at the across the top here.
We haven't paid them any money yet.
There's some iconography up here with we got math, we got what we got.
Reading, math, reading, social science, studies, social art. Studies. I want to see what art looks like on a virtual experience, but you do what you want
to
do first.
We'll go to art. So we're going to
art and colors.
Oh.
And so we've got art gives us coloring sheets. We got coloring pages.
These are craptivities, people. It's a ditto that apparently you print it out and then, oh no, you don't even print it out. Uh-uh. You color it right there on the screen.
Okay, so we're going to color an alphabet painting.
Alphabet painting series set one. Good Lord, how many sets are there? 26.
Okay, so it's an apple.
Oh, my God. And it comes up with a red. Did you pick that red marker?
No, it picked that
it
red marker
for me. It prompted a red marker.
Well, what if you don't like red apples and you only like green?
Okay, we're going to switch to purple. Watch me color this.
Oh, you didn't even color. Wow. You clicked a button. You didn't even get any fine motor development.
I like watching the color fill off to the right there on the screen. Screw the apple. I just want to see you fill up the circle.
The way this works the first time is you have your little marker that you can move around with your mouse. You click the apple, and in one click, it paints the whole apple. We're going to paint the apple leaf now, and then the apple stem. So
three clicks made a purple apple.
Now, to be fair, there are other art tools here. We can pick a pencil.
Wait, hold on. It said right-handed versus left-handed?
Apparently.
You can choose to be left-handed. What? How would that make anything? Oh, it makes
it puts a pencil on the other side.
Puts a pencil.
And we switch to a pencil, and then one click, and it looks like it's colored in with a pencil. Now, let's see. I think there's a setting. Isn't there a setting someplace where we can actually go out of the lines?
I don't see any out of the lines. This is not good pod.
No, this is and so we paint and it's one color and it paints the whole thing in one
color.
Well,
let you paint a non-traditional color.
Well, that's true. You could make the apple green.
Oh, within the lines.
So now we're going to try something else. We found another clicky thing. Now we can paint it purple,
But it keeps it in the lines.
But it actually doesn't fill it up with one click, which is probably a little bit better, I guess.
Free color
and
means
free coloring
outside
means
of the
you
lines.
Can actually go out of the lines and actually do something that might be more representative of what a child would actually do with their actually apple drawing. Now, it took a lot of clicking to get to that option, though.
I know.
It did,
and then you can save it.
We can print it too.
Oh my God! You got three tickets,
and you get more tickets.
Because you had three clicks. Is it clicks?
I don't know. I know because I did more.
The mouse reminds me of a
print that
a pizza.
That's gonna be
thing too.
Well, this mouse has reminded me of Chuck E. Cheese since like day one.
And so.
Are we printing?
Go shopping. Oh. What is shopping?
Oh, we got to get some more tickets for that. And so on here, there's multiple ABC coloring options, and there's dot to dot.
I want to know what the people at work
coloring
sheet was.
People at work. What do bakers do? All I see, a doctor, baker. Look what I made for you, Grandma.
And so these are.
Would you like scissors to cut with it now?
Okay, so describe what you're doing so our people...
We have got a baking bowl with a mixing bowl and a whisk and a spoon that you can color in. And again, it defaults to the one click.
Yep.
Color as a section.
Make everything the same color.
And so if I'm three and somebody's making me do this... Because after doing it... the kid might be interested in doing this once or twice... But once, I mean, this gets...
They're going to figure out, like, boom, done.
They're going to get bored real quick.
When can I go outside?
Yeah, how fast can I get tickets?
Yeah, and they're going to figure out how to get done with it pretty quick. We got one, two, three tickets for that
one. You got three tickets for clicking everything the same color.
With very minimal clicks. And so we got 58 tickets now.
This is not art.
This, no, well, maybe the dot to dots is art?
No.
Oh, no, maybe, what is this?
Paint by numbers.
Paint by numbers is... art?
Why is there an apostrophe between the Y and the S? Paint buys.
Does that's... it mean numbers and alphabet letters, possibly?
What? But that still is implying possessive.
So maybe...
No, that's true.
Oh, free draw. There's actually one where you can...
So Jeff is using a yellow highlighter and just, like, going to town.
Yellow highlighter.
And
I
so,
like that.
I mean, there's...
Oh, and now some lipstick.
There's a thousand... Red. There's a thousand apps that do that. And I scribbled for a little bit, and...
But...
No tickets for that.
But why
no
would...
Ticket.
No
ticket.
Oh.
That, because that's free. I mean, it wasn't a...
Free doesn't get you tickets, so who's going to go to that one?
Yeah, nobody.
Oh, boy.
So essentially, there's on the screen, you can toggle and like draw on the screen. That's
my image
not,
is saved.
It's not art.
Okay, so there. Well, how much sensory learning is going on?
None.
Here?
Well, stop. And, visual.
There's some visual stuff going on. With the sound, we've got the sound off. There's some auditory stuff going on.
But I'm not noticing.
But there's not tactile stuff going on here.
Okay, so hold on. Let me paint a picture for the people who can't see it. Jeff had put yellow first, and now he's using red. If he had used on real paper yellow and then red, there would be images of orange where
orange
it would start
there.
To mix together. That none of this is not implied. This is not showing you that at all.
There's no the whole sense, and I know some of the it's not with this program. Some of the new technology with the iPads, they're pressure sensitive when you're drawing and everything, and you push harder and you get a thicker line stuff. That's a little bit more realistic. This has got none of that. There's no tactile in the writing. And the other thing about this isn't building really scribbling with a marker. They're building wrist control and hand and eye coordination, all this kind of stuff. This is a mouse thing. So even the way you grip the mouse.
It's not helping you learn to do a
So, like, okay, so on the screen here, it's implying that this is how big your paper is, like your surface. So humor me for a minute and make it go off the surface. Are you still. See, you're not even allowed to see it off.
You can't
so
scribble
like,
off
if
of
If I give you an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And you're 3, and you're like, oh, scribble, scribble, scribble. It's going to go up on the table and down on the table, right? It's
you
gonna,
might even rip the paper
you might
coming
even
back
rip it.
And up
you
and
don't
down,
get
yeah.
any of
any,
that.
No, none. But you know what? Nice and tidy. When you're done, you can click save, and it goes into a file. You can probably email that to Grandma Jo.
Why?
Let's go back. Let's
to impress your friends that they're...
You know what we need to do? We need to
tell me.
We need to cleanse our palate.
Yes.
And go back to the classroom and try out and try
the whiteboard.
No, we need to try out. We're going to try out some math because I'm sure this is a computer technology. They must get math right.
I want to know how you do songs. Math. Shane shares his snacks. Jimmy's 50 favorites.
Okay, so those are math books, apparently.
Go to counting 1 to 10.
Counting 1 to 10. This is apparently a virtual book. I've got the sound off, so it's not going to read it to us.
Oh, so they're books that we read to learn about math?
Oh.
I just missed the school bus, but it's okay. My parents will drive me to school. How do you know? And I'll practice counting 1 to 10 along the way. 1. I count 1 school bus. Hey, that's my bus. There it goes. Get your ass on the bus.
Okay. That
that part was ad-libbed.
Well, yeah, that was.
Oh, we got.
I count 2 ladies. It's our neighbor, Miss Wilson and her friend. I wave to them both.
Okay. That's really mathy.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
no,
fake.
It's not. Yeah, it's nothing. One thing about books, if you want kids to read them, they need to be fucking interesting.
Right? And seriously, if you miss the bus, you probably don't have 2 parents there able to drive you to
school. Oh, and they're going to be late for work. They're going to Okay, so the
Guess
math
it's a
books.
Sick day for you
okay,
then.
How
so
about
right home.
Sick day?
How about some math games?
The Gorilla Garage, ring
Gorge.
It up.
Gorilla Gorge. Here we go.
I know, my garage.
Okay, so it says Gorilla Gorge. The gorilla has to make it through the gorge to get to the bananas. Count by 2.
Okay, no, so now pause. Who's reading this?
I'm assuming with the sound on, it's reading it to us. I've got that turned up because I cannot stand that happy voice.
the gorilla has to make it through.
Kick. Okay, so it's counting by twos. This is 3 year olds.
This is 3 year olds.
Okay, here we're gonna try it.
And it starts at 72.
It's the beginner one too.
It starts at 72.
Okay, so Jeff is clicking. Apparently, you have to click.
But you
to get the gorilla through the maze, counting by twos, and it started at 72. So in theory, you should have gone 74. So Jeff intentionally went to 93, and all it did was light up in red. And then he finally did what Jeff knew. And he got a bunch of bananas with the icon, and one more ticket.
What are my options there? Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping.
Okay, so you get your tickets, and then you get to go shopping. We're at the city center.
It's a city center mall. There's a
trolley.
This is so...
Go ahead. Say it.
White.
This is very Caucasian.
A pet store.
The toy store, the clothing store,
a cable car, a theater, a furniture store.
What makes it, what's so white?
You know what? I knew you were going to say that.
I don't have an answer.
It's sanitary. That's not the right word. It's,
I know exactly that.
I don't have a word for what I'm seeing.
Listeners, if you go sign up for a temporary, the free month or something to try this out.
It looks like Disneyland.
Yeah, and so...
Which, I'm not saying that that's just, like, a Caucasian thing. I'm just saying... So, I've done gigs in a lot of towns.
Phony. Okay, so you're fake. Saying... That's racist. You're saying white is phony?
Okay, that's it. We'll talk about that later.
But no, I mean that's.
I'm just saying it looks phony. Like it fell out of like a Christmas scene with a. There should be like a train, which there is.
There's
going
a trolley.
Around.
Okay, we're gonna go to the pet store.
Happy Days, 1950s kind of looking.
It's cliche-ish. Okay. Let me say that. Maybe not white. We've lost listeners.
No, I don't think
it's cliche-ish. Like even look here. You clicked on pet store. And we've got a bunch of light-skinned people.
Oh, look, there's seahorses down the corner. Maybe we can get a new
right?
one.
Right, and puppies in a bin.
And
it's...
Okay, we're going to get a... Can we buy a puppy?
I don't know. You don't have enough tickets.
Oh,
you have to
man,
have,
we don't
You
know.
Only
oh,
need wow. 150 tickets to buy a turkey.
To buy a
300
turkey.
To buy a panda.
Can we get a fish?
Sorry, this is not a good pod...
How yes, many, you can.
How many tickets
we
do we have?
59.
We're going to get a butterfly fish.
For 50 tickets.
I want a seahorse, though.
We already got a free seahorse, and it didn't show up.
Okay, so you get rewarded with tickets, and then...
Then you go buy shit you don't need, you don't really get to take care of.
And
where'd it go?
And so what do we know about reward systems such as this?
Don't work.
Well, you end up doing shit for the goodie.
Yeah. And the ones that you are drawn to and like more are going to get the tickets better than the kid who misbehaves in your classroom, too. We're on the app.
Well,
sorry.
So the math wasn't very mathy. I can't even go to the songs. Cause
well, we have the
I'm
volume.
Go to World Around Us. Let's see how
disconnected
this is. I want to play an instrument. A party for Remy.
Green means go.
Go to that one.
And so this is a bunch of crappy books.
Oh, I want to play a musical instrument.
And now another crappy book is loading up. Green means go. Oh, it's
this
got...
book belongs to Cindy Mama. I am going for a drive in the city today with my mom and dad. They say there will... See how fast it's going? They say there will be lots of things to see in the city. There will be many signs and traffic lights to keep us safe and tell us what to do. Here we go.
So maybe suburban is the...
Oh,
is that the,
maybe suburban.
Is that the...
No, because you've got a mix. I mean, I live in a suburb. I've got...
Traffic lights are green, yellow, and red, says my dad.
Each color tells us what to do. Show me who actually says that. A yellow light means slow down. This is a picture of traffic. This is why I want to ram my car into the butt of the car in front of me. That's not really what it says. A red light means stop. Now we must wait for the light to turn green.
Okay, so this is another crappy book that we're not going to make it all the way through. And so there,
it
there
is
are
a crappy book.
There are attempts. And so, I mean, at least if you're going to do something like this, have some fucking good children's literature.
Go to I Love Sports.
Oh, let's... my God, no.
No.
No, come on. Come on.
Okay.
Humor me.
Yes, the three sports people.
Right,
because
we know
here.
What we're talking about.
Oh, this is going to be about sports ball.
They're all the kids in the pictures have been Caucasian. Sports. Have you ever tried playing any sports? Some sports are played outside in a field, and others are played inside on a court. Many sports are played with balls. And balls come in all different shapes. Show me a teacher who can read that with a straight face. Sports make our bodies strong. There are so many. Look, they're all white. So many different kinds of sports. Let's see how many we can name. Let's play football. Hut one, hut two, hut three.
Hut.
Look, shoot some hoops with me and let's play basketball. How about we splash around and have some fun in a swimming pool?
Have fun.
So my rule with books is that if you wouldn't read it to me, look.
Yeah, it's a very, it's not just Caucasian, that's not the only...
No,
but that's a thing.
I'm concerned right now that our listeners are gonna be like, "What?"
Well, no, I think our listeners there's this vibe that comes off of this thing that feels
middle class white.
Yeah, that's the feeling that we middle class white people get from it. So I mean, who would know better? I mean, it its attempts to be inclusive and multicultural
is an avatar.
It's just got that it feels phony.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheesy.
And so this is social studies and there's puzzles, and it's some of the same crappy puzzles you can buy.
Oh my God! So this is actually like a. Put the.
Oh no! It puts the puzzle. All you do is drag the pieces. It puts the puzzle together for you. If you drag it onto the screen, it'll put the puzzle together for you. And then we get.
Oh, we get tickets
but
again.
The whole point of a puzzle is figuring out how to maneuver it so that it.
Well, just feeling it and bumps the ridges. And
I would always say, turn it, keep turning, and then they figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna.
Shoot ourselves in the head.
We're going to go to my learning path. Now, the Safari mouse.
Okay, that's dead time, not good posh.
We're in shock.
Yes, there we go. In shock and trying to read at the same time.
Now, apparently...
There's a practice page, there's books to read, there's a path to walk.
There I am walking along.
Oh, make her walk again. She disappeared. Look, she disappears.
She blinks on and off. Apparently, she's got our character. We didn't get to select this, but apparently she's got some sort of...
a path.
Of
learning.
Time travel or
black hole
interdimensional travel opportunity.
Level 3, lesson 5, reading the letter C.
No.
We don't want to...
The sentence chant is c-c-cow, c-c-cow.
C-c-can't, c-c-can't.
Stop,
c-c-stop.
What? Did it not let me?
She's going backwards.
Okay, she's going back to her current lesson.
Because she didn't do a good job. She didn't actually pass all of those little guys. You have to get through all that business.
She can walk up there, but she can't do any of the activities because she hasn't earned it yet.
So no tickets
she's
for
out
you.
Of tickets.
Well, I think it's just fun watching her walk back and forth so you can...
I think it's dumb.
Click here to go to your current lesson.
Can't do the lesson. I want that present.
Can't do the lesson you want to. Is there a pre?
Well, yeah, there's a question mark and a present. When you complete this lesson.
End of lesson prizes.
you can choose.
Hurry up, finish the lesson so we can choose a prize. I want
20
tickets. Okay, so this is
get a what is this?
I want the princess.
A princess in a pink dress, a lady in a white
yellow dress.
Yellow dress and a hat and a feather. Okay. What is this?
What's the dresser for? It
looks like
what is this?
It's a shrubbery.
Or a bush. you can get a shrubbery.
A shrubbery. We are the knights who say, nee. Only 19 people listening got that.
Tis but a scratch.
It is. It's only a flesh wound.
Alligator.
Hey, so I've seen them. They're pretty pretty awesome.
Okay, so we can.
They don't eat people unless they're hungry, just so you know.
What if you piss them off?
No, they're really like they don't come out to eat. Like they'll be those like wandering around the neighborhood like boom 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 boom.
Yeah,
boom.
They, like we're
but,
living
but
here
if
too.
They're hungry, then you want
to
watch out.
They have no fucks to give, alligators. So, I don't know if we're gonna come back to. We might have to because we found the hamster.
my hamster in my aquarium.
Hey, so we're gonna wrap this episode. We're gonna wrap this episode up.
I feel the need to apologize to our listeners. This was very much visual.
So, and you can go on and check this out. Now, the thing is,
send us your
comments about
that's what they're talking about.
Send us your comments about trying this out too, because there are people that are buying into this. This is a multi-million, probably billion-dollar industry. This
and
kind of
crap.
Educational technology, and so much of it is bullshit. Lisa just got back from the NAEYC conference, and she spent a little bit of time in the vendor hall. And there was, from what I heard, a lot of apps, a lot of this kind of stuff there. It's big business because people look at this kind of technology as a quick fix for early learning problems, and they especially look at it for challenged populations, whether it's an income thing. Mostly, it's an income thing. I mean, how can we help poor kids? Which is a great. It's a great sentiment. It's a great thing to want to do, but this kind of technology is not the thing that does
it. It's not benefiting any kid.
Well, no, it is benefiting some kids. It's benefiting the kids of the parents who are selling
this
bullshit.
Yes.
Because they're actually going to the park and getting real goldfish and going to a program that probably isn't on this bullshit computer program. ABC Mouse should be embarrassed for existing. Bit of a little editorial comment, and I believe me saying they should be embarrassed for existing is me being kind to them. This is yes.
So I would invite anybody listening who knows anybody from ABC Mouse to get in touch with us, and let's have a real-time conversation.
Oh, I'd love to do it, and I'll even turn the asshole volume button down 30 clicks so that we can be polite. And if you use this and you've got good stuff to say about this, we'd love to hear it too. We're not seeing it. I clicked around on the site for 4 minutes before I decided
before
we needed to do this.
Before you subjected us to it.
And I knew I wanted to subject Lisa to it in real time.
Well, and he knows better, right? So he does it without telling me. It's just like, this is what we're going to talk about. So like, there's no time for me to actually like think about
anything. And that way we get the real life responses, which is what I knew it was going to be. There are much better choices than this. And you know, when it comes to choices, another choice you could make is to tune in a couple of days, listen to another episode, maybe go over to playvolutionhq.com/support and click through to the Amazon link. And next time you shop Amazon, use our link. And you know, if you buy something, somebody bought 15-watt eco bulbs, indoor floodlights, a 6-pack. We get a couple pennies. We got $1.76 for their order of light bulbs to Woo-hoo! Help support the show and keep. Somebody got
one shot of whiskey.
Somebody got a book, Simple Decorating: 50 Ways to Inspire Your Home. Somebody got banana leaf white print halter top. Somebody
nice.
Got somebody got the King and I.
Great musical. It was probably Heather.
Somebody got a new water bottle. Somebody
got
Kiddo Care premium nursing pillows covers. All kind of that.
Someday you're gonna read this like really fast and be like, and then somebody bought the ABC Mouse software. Yeah. Shit.
No, but you go through, you click on that link, and it supports the show, and it's not costing you anything extra. So it's a real simple thing to do. Back soon with another episode. It's not going to be ABC Mouse related, we promise. No. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff here. If you like the podcast, you might dig this. Dan Hodgins is going to join Lisa Murphy and I for 3 gigs in 2018. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Madison, Wisconsin. We're calling it the Talking Play Tour because that's what we're going to be doing, talk and play. You can learn more at playvolutionhq.com/events. Hope to see you there.